Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello, I'm so excited for the show tonight.
Does price equal quality? Denise,
what's your answer? Sometimes it does, especially when you get over that $40 range. I can tell a difference. But then if you go higher than that $40, it gets a little more muddy.
So you're saying from $10 to $40.
I have an easier time
telling
which wine is the lower priced wine.
Okay.
But then if you're in the, say, a $40 bottle of wine versus a $60 versus a $100, I get more confused.
Okay. And I think that's, I've heard that said, that you get over 30, 35. I mean, I guess that's what I used to hear. So maybe it's $40, $45 now, but you get over that price and the differences
almost get become subtle. Personal opinion and more, Unless you're talking about age wine. Now there I hear there's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. So last week we talked about Gamay.
We did.
I thought it would be a great wine for Thanksgiving. And tonight we're drinking Pinot Noir, which is that's typically our Thanksgiving wine that we've had.
Well, because I love it.
Yeah. Well, you love it, and it really does go with...
I make it fit.
It goes pretty well with turkey and salmon, if we have some salmon. Some members don't like turkey, so it's pretty versatile. Even though it's a red wine, it can go with some lighter meats. I guess I wanted to point that out. But we want to thank you for listening.
And yes, we do.
Our goal is to learn more about wine and make wine more enjoyable.
And find some good wines.
Tonight's a little bit different. Tonight we're having our most expensive wine that we've had on the show.
That's why I'm excited.
Yeah. But we do want to thank you for listening. And speaking of making wine more enjoyable, so I've been talking about this book that I've been reading, Wine and War.
He loves that book.
I'm done with it.
He's done with it.
Yeah.
That was a quick read.
I thought the interesting part of that, other than all the history in there, it talks so much about, I guess, the relationship of French people with wine. And just how everything revolves around wine, basically.
A romantic relationship with wine, yeah. I would say.
And they were, towards the end of this book, it just talks about how important it is, the vineyards, the wine, just their culture. And how wine to them just makes life more enjoyable. It makes everything better, basically. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's where we're kind of going with this show. We're just trying to make it
enjoyable.
Yeah, more enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Have a little fun with it. Spend some time having a bottle of wine with friends. That makes it fun.
A little competition here to see if we can get this right, which is what I enjoy.
That is fun. And since we both have had colds here,
I'm a little worried. I'm better, though. I'm better.
I am a little worried because I was sniffing these right before we started, and it's like, oh man, my sniffer is not working.
You just have to let them breathe
real well. So anyway, so Pinot Noir, it's kind of a medium body wine, medium light body wine. It's normally medium to high acid, and I know we've had this before, but just kind of as a refresher. And I know there's some people that don't drink a lot of wine that listen to our show.
Right.
Just kind of give you a little refresher on it. And it's normally a fairly fruit forward wine because it's high acid. Normally that fruit is it's kind of a brighter red colored wine. Mm-hmm. And that
you still see your fingers through.
Normally, yeah, you can normally see your fingers through a Pinot.
Yes, you can.
Because of that, it has more of those red fruit flavors, cherry, cranberry, raspberry. You often get barnyard aroma.
Earthiness.
With Pinot.
Or yeah. Complexity to the Pinots.
That was in my class. And most people, I think, call it more of, they just say mushroomy or earthiness smell. So well,
barnyard or that meaty smell, I get more with the Syrah.
Yeah, that's different. Mm-hmm. But yeah. But you do have that earthiness in a Pinot. And a lot of times that earthiness is kind of more associated with old world wines or French wines or Burgundy.
Is it associated also with an aged wine? A little older wine or no?
So aged wines, well, as they age, the fruitiness dissipates. Mm-hmm. So it goes down, so you're left with more earthiness.
Okay.
Yeah. So you will get more earthiness.
Now, are these flavors all about the same age, our three Pinots?
That's a good question. I think they're fairly close.
Okay. I just wondered about that.
We got
that.
Right here, a 2021 and 2022.
Okay, there so we are.
Pretty close.
Okay.
It's also associated with cooler climate or Oregon wines. Oregon Pinots
are not as fruit forward.
Correct.
Really?
They're usually supposed to be, we've had a show on this, so you were supposed to have known that.
It's really hard to remember every single fact, and it's good to say it more than once.
Yeah, okay.
Remember when we were learning to dance, they had to say something over and over
and over. And I never did get it. But anyway, yeah, Oregon, cooler climate, very similar to Burgundy, France, and you often get a little more earthiness, and so that kind of mushroomy aromas from those. And because it's cooler climate, normally the fruitiness is more towards that cherry or cranberry, where in California or warmer climates, you're going to tend towards a little more ripe fruit flavors.
Okay.
Maybe tend a little more towards the raspberry.
Or jammy.
And you'll probably get a little more spiciness, maybe from the oak and that type of thing. Okay.
Pinot wines typically oaked?
It varies.
Okay.
But I'd say most of them have a little bit of oak on them.
Okay.
Yeah. But there are quite a few Pinots that have very little to no oak. And we just had one that had no oak on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those are very bright, acidic. Very red fruit, kind of lack the spiciness and
the depth.
Yeah. And one of our wines, so there are three wines that we are tasting tonight, and this is totally blind. So I bagged them and opened them. Then Denise took the bags and numbered
the
them.
Covered
and,
bags. So
yeah,
I don't
they're
know
covered
they
bags. And she took them, poured them in glasses, and put
labeled
a number on
the glass.
Them.
Right.
And so we're doing this blind, we know the three wines. So they are the three wines. I'll go through these for you. We have a 2021 Firesteed Pinot Noir. And this wine comes from Oregon. It was purchased at Costco for $9.99.
Is that our least expensive tonight?
What's that?
Is that the least expensive?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. $9.99.
But I see it online closer to around $13.
Okay.
$10 to $13.
The
Reverse Wine Snob says it has aromas of black cherry, baking spice, touches cranberry. The grapes are sourced from around the state of Oregon.
Oregon, okay.
Aging took place in a combination of small French oak barrels and larger stainless steel tanks. Approximately 15% are new French oak. And the winemaker says it has red fruits, earthy notes, and toast.
Ooh.
Silky tannins complement the long, lingering finish of spice, vanilla, and French oak.
Okay, vanilla.
Okay. They talk a lot about oak on that one.
You said vanilla.
Okay. Then we also have a 2022 Stoller Pinot Noir from the Willamette Valley, Oregon.
Ooh, two Oregons.
And this was purchased from Wall to Wall Wine for $24. So this one has some acid on it, 3.59 pH, which is pretty acidic for a red wine. No more than 15% was aged in oak. So this wine gets an 89 rating from the Wine Enthusiast, and it says it has dusty black cherry aroma, dominates faint traces of earthy oregano and citrus. Ooh. Invigorating acidity overshadows silky tannins and blackberry and walnut flavors, joined by a note of dark chocolate, green tea, and lemon.
Stuhler, I'm liking that description.
And it got a 90 from Venus.
90. Well, we're okay. All in the upper range here.
Okay, then we've got a 20. Okay, and that was 24. Then we have a 2022 Three Sticks Pinot Noir. This was purchased. It's the Durrell, I think a Durrell Vineyard bottle.
Okay.
It was purchased from the winery for $75. And all of this wine goes through malolactic fermentation and is aged in 100% French oak, 44% new, for 15 months.
Ooh.
The wine has a pH of 3.4. So forget what I said about the 3.59 being pretty acidic. This one has more acid.
I hope I can tell. This is my secret stash wine.
And much more oak on it.
I love Three Sticks.
By the way, Three Sticks. So this is like our favorite place.
Favorite Pinot for me.
And we just got a email saying their 2023 Price Family Estates Pinot Noir was crowned Quality Wine of the Year and Pinot Noir of the Year.
Ooh.
By USA Wine Ratings.
Hope I get a bottle of that for Christmas.
Yeah.
Santa.
So it won the best Pinot Noir at this competition.
You for years, this is a good Pinot.
Don't believe you, do I?
No. I say order more. Order more.
You're so full of it. Okay. Okay, let's go to our wines. So let's get drinking.
Okay.
Okay.
Number one.
So I just went through these wines in an order, but we have no idea what order these are actually in.
No. So this is a nice color garnet. I don't see really any brown aging on this one at all.
No, very bright,
mm-hmm.
Very light. This is probably the lightest one. One and two are very light colored.
I smell one, oak on this.
One is the probably the lightest.
So what are you smelling when you... I smell oak, I smell...
I get some earthiness.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if that's an oregano or if that's...
Yeah, there's a nice warm spiciness to it.
Are you getting vanilla?
I believe so.
Vanilla, spice. Okay, I'm ready to give it a taste. Mm-hmm. Black cherry. Definitely black cherry taste. Nice taste. What do you think?
It's got some tannins there. I mean, they're smooth, but they're there. I actually got a little bit of burn from that.
Mm-hmm, a little bit.
There's a little bit of kind of alcohol on there, I think. But
what are the alcohol levels?
I do not have that written down. I do not know. But that's a good one. I like that.
It's okay.
It's got some fruit on it. Nice red
fruit. Definitely.
Some little bit of earthiness, not
forward.
Too much. Yeah, it's no very fruit vanilla. Forward. A little bit of spice. It's
oak and vanilla.
It's a nice wine. I think it's pretty well balanced. Mm-hmm. Nothing's very, not overpowering it.
Right.
Okay.
Now are we ready for take a look at number two?
Sorry, I'm eating here.
So I think this one has a little more of the brown around the rim. Just a touch.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar color with the garnet. The smell is different.
Mm-hmm.
This definitely has that oregano, if you ask me. After smelling the first one, was more vanilla. But this is a little more, has that mushroomy, earthy.
Mm-hmm. It has more earthiness to
more
it.
More earthiness.
And there's, maybe that's oregano. There's a different smell there.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
It's not bad.
This has a silky tannins, I'd say. Again, very fruit forward finish. Cranberry finish. I'd say this has a cranberry finish.
This one,
But yep. The silky matches the silky tannins. I say this is silkier than the number one.
Okay. I would, well, I'm not sure there's as much. Yeah. I don't get the tannins like in the first one.
Right. Exactly.
But I actually thought the first one was very smooth. This one seems a little, to me, this one's less balanced, a little more acidic, less tannins. It just doesn't have that. To me, it's a little out of balance, a little too fruity, a little too acidy, really, for me.
Okay. So you're liking one over two?
I definitely liked one much better. Yeah. Two's good. It's drinkable, but
I will laugh if that is three sticks that you're saying.
If it is, I don't know.
Okay, here we go. Wine but number three.
Three looks totally different.
Oh, it looks violet instead of garnet.
I can still see my fingers through there.
Definitely, but the least we can see our fingers.
But yes, much more purple in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Smell is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of oakiness on mm-hmm. it. But it's just, there's a mellow smoothness.
A mellow flavor that just says, drink me.
Mm-hmm.
Like Alice in Wonderland. You don't need a sign. You just need a smell.
And I'm
very good.
I'm a little disappointed. I'm not getting much earthiness on this.
Mm-mm. It's more, it has a little bit more tannin. It has some tannin to it there. It's not quite as fruit forward as the other two on the finish. It's more of an earthy, oaky finish.
Lots of, yes, there's a lot of vanilla spiciness.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'd say the fruit is, it's pretty dark, actually, I think. Dark cherry.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, well, I have my order of what is my favorite. What are you thinking?
Go ahead. I'm still evaluating and eating.
One is my least favorite.
Okay.
Then I go to two, and three is my favorite.
Okay.
So I would say one, I would make that be the 999 Firesteed from Oregon. And I say number two is the Stoller, which is pretty good. And number three is my three stick.
Hmm. This is hard after...
After having some cheese. So I actually have them in order, one, two, and three. One being the least expensive, two being in the middle of the road, and three being my three sticks.
I think after tasting three, I'm having a hard time with one and two.
I know.
Well, I just mean it's so much darker.
So you definitely can't tell by look on which wine is more expensive. Maybe a little bit if clarity was involved. I'd say two has a little bit more of a smoky look for clarity.
I'll go with my first instinct is I liked one the best when we were going through it.
Okay, so that's your earthy.
Mm-hmm. Very earthy. I just thought it was the best balanced.
Okay.
Maybe the least flavored, but well balanced. And I guess that's about it. Okay, and so yeah, way more earthiness.
So you're saying two is the least expensive, one is the middle of the road, and three is the three sticks?
Well, I think it is, but I'm disappointed in the three sticks.
What?
It's not, all I get from it, and maybe it's...
Take a bite of chocolate.
I mean, I think it'd go very good with chocolate, but it's just so oaky. It's oaky and...
It has cherry, blooming with cherry at the finish.
It's very, it's gone through, it's got the malolactic, it's very smooth and dark.
And the finish is just perfect.
But it's not your...
But you do think it's three sticks, number
yeah,
three.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I mean, it's spent, 15 months in 44% new barrels.
I like it. So your favorite tonight is number two. Number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Your least favorite.
My least favorite.
I would go with number two was not.
It's just the smell.
There's a little bit something different
first
with that.
The smell is what
I don't mind it, but it's got a little funky smell to it for me.
And that's number two.
Mm-hmm. But it's nice. I think it's got to me, it's a Pinot. It's got that earthiness.
It has a light cherry, light cranberry, yeah. cranberry burst on the finish. It is fire, Steve.
This to me is not the, we need to find out what we're drinking, but
definitely
number three is not much of a Pinot in my opinion. It's so dark.
You're
it's
hurting
not,
me.
It's not earthy.
I'm Santa, you have to come through for me. I would like the 2023 Pinot from Three Sticks.
Okay.
Award-winning
Pinot. Let's find out what we're drinking.
Okay, we need a drum roll as we find out which wine is which.
Okay, yes. Sweet, I like to. I haven't seen this yet, so I like to cover leave it covered until. Mm-hmm. So number one is
Stoller. My least favorite, which I like the Stoller.
We have had a lot of Stoller and obvious really like it. Yeah. Yeah.
But tonight, it's mm-hmm. my least favorite.
Yeah. Well, my most favorite. Mm-hmm. So number two is the Fire Steed.
Number two is the Fire Steed.
So number three is the Three Sticks. So
we did get our Three Sticks right. Oh, I'm so happy with myself. Yeah. I knew my Three Sticks. We're bonded.
Yeah. So we've gone over which ones we like the best. What ratings would you give these? Again, one's terrible. Two will finish the glass but don't like it. Three's pretty good, an average wine. Four we really like. It's something that we'd go out and look for, and a five is Denise's personal stash.
Mm-hmm. And Three Sticks remains my personal stash.
Okay.
So that's a five.
Okay.
And then
which is wine number three.
Stoller, correct?
Number one is the Stoller, okay. Which you said was your least favorite.
Tonight, but I still like it. I would still recommend this. So okay.
For $24.
I would just give it a three.
Okay.
Number two, which was the least expensive, correct?
Yes.
Hats off. Pretty okay. good wine for mm-hmm. $10.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's got to be a three.
Again? Okay. And I would go, that the number one, I'm probably at a four on that.
The Stoller is a four for you.
It's a three to four, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I thought
but
that
you
one.
You love that earthy.
I like the earthiness. It's to me, it was there is no comparison. It is so much more balanced than the other wines.
And for me, it's all about smell and finish, I guess.
Okay.
And smell, number three, was hit it right off the bat.
Yeah.
And the finish hits it right off the bat for me.
And like I said, the Stoller, it was probably the least flavored, I think.
What's the alcohol on the Stoller?
Okay.
Let's see. Playing part.
I got to put on my glasses here. I kind of put on my glasses. 13%.
It's at 13%.
13%. And let me see. The Fire Steed number two is, let's see here. 13%.
So exactly match.
And the Three Sticks is 13.8.
Just smidge more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Denise went through her three. I would say the Stoller to me was by far the best balanced
Shining
one.
Star.
It was, like she said, much more earthy.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought the earthiness was really well balanced with the fruitiness and everything else. That's why I like that. And to me, it's just a Pinot. The Fire Steed.
He just doesn't want to buy me my Three Sticks anymore.
The Fire Steed, I thought, was very drinkable.
Yes. Yeah. For the money, that is a good deal.
Yeah. I didn't mind it at all. It just kind of had a little bit of odd flavor to me. I mean, not really odd. It just, there was some flavor in there that wasn't my favorite, but it was very good. Mm-hmm. And Denise mentioned oregano. It could have been something like that. Very drinkable wine. So I'm like a four on Stoller, three on the Fire Steed. Yeah, I'm probably.
Are you sure you want to say it?
A three on.
Oh.
I probably I gotta say this.
Just smell it. It's
so the smell is so good.
Oh, so
can
good.
Can I talk for a second?
I don't know if you're gonna talk negative about mine.
So the three sticks. First of all, I hated to open this because it's probably not time yet. They said it's drinkable 2025, but you could also leave it for another 7 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it will probably get better with age.
Of a good wine.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's got lots of acid. It's got lots of oak. It will age. And yeah, I think if we open this up in a few years, it's probably going to be better. Maybe 5 years.
Maybe we should do a graduated tasting of three sticks.
Again, like Denise said, the aroma on that wine was so good. I mean, you smell it and it's like, this smells good. And I think it would go good with chocolate.
Oh, it does go good with
chocolate. It's a darker wine. And to me, it just lost some of its, it didn't have the balance and the characteristic to me of a Pinot, which is earthiness, more of that red fruity flavor, is my idea of a Pinot.
And yeah, everybody
is it good?
Has their own.
It's good though.
Mm-hmm. I know it is. You not
okay? Pete. I'll probably go 4 on it, but
it's good.
Yeah, it is good. After I take another sip, it is good. It's just not what I look for in my Pinots.
But all of these. Okay? Hats off to all these vineyards. Very good Pinots.
They really are. Those were all good.
For the price differences, I mean, I would be hard pressed to.
I would drink any one of those.
Exactly. Exactly.
The Stoller to me is what that's the kind of wine I'm looking for.
I mean,
but it's all up to the person.
On your price point, I mean, you can't go wrong.
Pinot is Denise's favorite.
It is my favorite.
Normally, but I think our last show on Pinots, you gave Malthus or something.
I know. You got some bad ones. There are bad Pinots out there. There are bad Pinots out there. Tonight, you hit a gold star.
Okay, these are all good. Yep.
And but I tried you have had some misses. I'm just going to say it like it is.
Okay. Okay. So with that, what is next week?
You got them all right, and I got one wrong in the tiers of price.
Well, yeah, I would have guessed them to be that way. Yeah.
You got them all right. I got them. I got one and two.
But I mean, I really didn't know one or two, which was which. I was pretty sure on the three sticks. I mean, that was so much different.
Definitely clear cut.
Yeah.
Difference.
The other two, I wouldn't have been surprised either way. But
and we, I got
just the one I liked the best.
Right.
Was the one I liked.
So again, when you get in those upper ranges, maybe we should try out some expensive wines.
Okay. This is an affordable wine show.
Maybe once a year we can have it. Unaffordable wines.
Okay. So next week, we're going to do some more hybrids.
Hybrids for the Midwest?
Yes.
Okay. Hybrids for the Midwest.
Midwest grapes.
Okay. We like the Midwest.
We'll see what we get.
Heart of
it. May be Chamberson. It may be something different.
Okay.
Okay. So until next time, happy wine trails to you until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.